This is the Ladbrokes Racing Channel. Keep up to date with all the latest racing news and previews at news.ladbrokes.com. And for all the latest odds, head to ladbrokes.com. Online, on mobile, and also on tablet.
Hello and welcome to the Channel 4 Racing Podcast. My name's William Geldart, joined once again by Matt Mower and Ben Stones. Today we're going to be looking ahead to the 2000 Guineas, the first classic of the flat season on Saturday, 3:45 at Newmarket. Without much further ado, let's get stuck in and start off with the favourite Glen Eagles. Obviously, Aidan O'Brien's big hope, current 9-4 market leader. And the question I'm going to be posing you, gents, has he trained on? Well, we'll soon find out. Quick recap on last season's form. Obviously, disqualified at Longchamp in his last meeting, but perhaps we should disregard that. Before that, Group 1 winner of Vincent O'Brien stakes at the Curragh. He's bred for this. He's got the form in the book. What could possibly go wrong? Matt, maybe you can answer that one.
I think he's a worthy favourite, actually. What I really like about him is that he's dynamic. I mean, obviously, you'd expect them to go a decent pace in the Guineas, but I think however this race pans out, he's going to be on the premises. As you say, he was last seen when winning the Grand Criterium at Longchamp, but then being demoted to third. I think that was pretty harsh, actually. He hung right, but I don't think that would have affected the result. They've decided against the prep run, but that shouldn't be too much of an issue with 7 of the last 10 winners having their last run in the winter months. So, yeah, I think he's got an excellent chance.
Yeah, totally agree with Matt. I think Glen Eagles is a worthy favourite. Key to point, I mean, I'm not one for backing a horse first time out in a classic. Obviously, the stats show that's normally the way to go, and especially Aidan O'Brien. All six of his winners of this race have come first time out. None of them have had a prep run. So, obviously, that looks quite good for them. I mean, on two-year-old form, he's the worthy favourite, and he should win this. But, obviously, a lot of things can happen over the winter. We've seen some horses come out and look good as a two-year-old and perhaps flop on their return, and others have improved over the winter. So I think there's plenty of value for each way betters. But yeah, I think he's a worthy favourite. His demotion at Longchamp probably was a bit harsh. I think he was going to win. You know, had he kept a straight line, he would have won even further. So yeah, I think he's a worthy favourite.
All right, well, let's look at some of his potential main rivals, starting with Territories. Has reappeared this season, taking the Prix de Fontainebleau at Longchamp. Was third past the post, actually, behind Glen Eagles in the race we were just talking about. Any chance, you think, in theory, of reversing the form? It was impressive during that first crack at a mile, but what did he beat?
I mean, it's hard to say. As you say, he wasn't far behind Glen Eagles at Longchamp on Arc Day. That is probably relevant in the price. I mean, he's 5-1, so he's just over double the price. But the one worry I'd have about that is that both this horse's wins have come with a bit of cut in the ground. Obviously, it's good to firm at the moment. Doesn't look like it's going to get any softer overnight. So that would be the worry I'd have for this horse, whether he's going to get tap for toe on a quicker surface. But the fact that they've supplemented him obviously means that he's really well in himself and they think he's got a big chance, but he's not for me.
Okay. Further down then, Old Man River, Joseph O'Brien back in the saddle. That familiar term improver sort of banded around in reference to this Bereford Stakes winner. With only two runs under his belt, could he be a little experienced or perhaps a little unexposed?
I think I'd prefer a horse with a bit more experience, to be honest. I think this is a big ask on only his third start. I think 7 of the last 10 winners had run at least 3 times before, so you know that's a big factor for me. He's obviously impressive in winning the Beresford Stakes when he quickened up really nicely in the final furlong. But I'm not sure he beat too much that day and it hasn't really been the greatest of trials in recent years. So, yeah, I think I'll be swerving this one.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time we've seen an Aidan O'Brien second string win a big race. But, yeah, I mean, in the Racing Post this week, in the Aidan O'Brien stable tour, he quoted a saying that 1 mile two would be right up this horse's street. So you'd have to think, is he one for races over further, down the line? And, you know, you wonder whether he'd have the pace for this.
Okay, well, another one that merits a look, Estacar, Greenham second, extra furlong could suit here. Plenty to like about his chances for Richard Hannon.
Yeah, I think Richard Hannon said that this horse probably ran the best of the trials out of his four horses that he's got in the race. He looked to be crying out for another step up in trip. He really battled to the line in the Greenham over 7 furlongs when he wasn't beaten far. That Greenham was running record time as well. So I think obviously with a good pace over 8 furlongs, he'll go well. And we can't forget that Knight of Thunder was second in the Greenham last year, and obviously we all know what happened there. So I think this one has got a big chance, and I think the ground is going to be right up his street as well. So he, out of the favourites, he's probably a spot of value, I think.
Yeah, I think this one's got an excellent chance as well. He looks a much bigger and stronger horse this year, and they really went some clip in the Greenham, and that's been an excellent trial. So, yeah, excellent chance for me.
Okay. One that's a little doubtful, Elm Park. There's going to be a late call on his participation expected because of the ground. Connection's obviously hoping for rain. Not sure whether he's just run a line through this one. Obviously, the Dante's the alternative option. Ben, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking unlikely he's going to line up. But I mean, I think even if he did, I think we could probably see a similar sort of run to Kingston Hill last year. You know, a horse who's probably going to be better over further with cutting the ground. I can see him running a good race, but perhaps not troubling the principals. Although, obviously, he was a nice winner of the race in Post Trophy over 8 furlongs. But I think in time, he's going to be a Derby horse, and you certainly want a bit of cutting the ground for this one.
Okay, one I really liked the look of last season was Ivorwood, a narrow defeat in the Middle Park Stakes, then a third in the Greenham on his reappearance. It's maybe taken some of the shine off Richard Hannah's charge. He was now rated by the bookmakers, at least, as his second string for the 2,000 guineas.
Yeah, you know, he was disappointing in the Greenham, but I think it was sort of, he's got to be better than that after his form last year, and I think he'll really come on for that run because he looked quite heavy on the day. Obviously very impressive as a 2-year-old, and Connection seem to think he'll get the mile, and you know, he's Richard Hughes' pick, so read into that what you like. Hannon's been saying before he's the nicest horse they've had since Canford Cliff, so you know, I'm willing to give him another go. I think he'll be getting an each way squeak from me here.
Moving on then, Dutch Connection, unfavourable form line with John Gosden's previous hype horse and subsequent flop Faydan. One to rule out for you both?
Yes, but only just, I suppose. I mean, he was beaten fair and square by Glen Eagles at the Curra last year, but he travelled quite keenly that day. So you think if he's learnt to settle better this year, he could go well at a big price. But as you say, that Faydan form, I mean, it's hard to weigh up how strong that form is now after that flop in the free handicap at Newmarket earlier in the season. But I think at 20-1, I think bar the top couple, it's quite an open looking race. So I think it'd be hard to write off anything. And I think at 20-1, he's not a bad price.
All right. Well, you mentioned it's an open race. So let's move on then to Cool Company, who is top of the Ladbrokes News Guide of the 2,000 guineas. And your big fancy for the race, winner of the Craven Stakes HQ last time out. Why are you so sweet on this horse?
Yeah, I just think he's really overpriced. I mean, I was saying I like to have seen a horse has trained on coming into a 3-year-old season, and you know, it's clear he had. Last year he had a really, really busy campaign, and I think he sort of almost burnt out towards the end of it, where the last couple of runs weren't particularly great. In his breeding, it all says that a step up to a mile would have been spot on, and he showed that in the Craven Stakes. You know, he went from the front, some say he had the run of the race, but I mean he was given weight then in that day, and he showed a good turn of foot to get away from them, and a real tough battling quality to stay there. And I think he's one of only two course and distance winners in this race, so I think, you know, Newmarket can be one of those tracks that finds a lot of horses out. So I think at 20-1 he's a fantastic each way price, and I think he's being overlooked here.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the others as well. Strong case there for Cool Company. Home of the Brave, winner of that Newmarket handicap we were mentioning earlier, the one with Dutch Connection was a runner-up. The Son of Star Spangled Banner, so there is quality in the breeding. 25s may attract some each-way attention, but maybe not from either of you. All right, well, let's move on then. Matt, have you got any others to put up for us?
I will have a quick word for Mohit. Obviously quite disappointing on his comeback run when he finished third behind Cool Company, but I think he didn't break particularly well that day, and was pretty slow early on. I think you can definitely expect some improvement on that run, and he's obviously got excellent breeding and excellent stable, so you never know with Hannon's horse is which one's going to come good, like as we saw last year.
Okay. Ben, you finally, apart from Cool Company, obviously, any others at bigger prices that caught your eye?
Not at bigger prices. I mean, there's one horse we haven't mentioned yet is Interlark. Now, he's the lowest rated in this field on of all the horses that have got an official rating. But, I mean, the way he won the maiden at, I think it was at Newbury last time out, it looked fantastic. I mean, it's hard to know how strong that form is, but he had a lot of the field in trouble from, you know, halfway. And he really powered clear. And I think the fact that they've supplemented him for, you know, for £30,000 to get this horse in this race says a lot about how strongly they feel about it. He'll need another massive step up, I think, but he's a really interesting candidate.
All right. And that's about it, I think, from us. But before we go, as always, let's have your best bets. Ben, I think I know what yours is, but just for clarification.
Yeah, you're right. Cool Company each way. I think he's a massive price and I think he'll challenge the placings.
Okay, Matt.
I think Glen Eagles will win, but if you're looking for an each way value, maybe either would.
All right, brilliant stuff. Thanks very much for joining me then. Don't forget, if you back a winner at 4-1 or greater in any live Channel 4 race, so that's going to be this Saturday and Sunday for both days of the Guineas, we'll give you a free bet up to £25. Head to ladbrokes.com for more details and for all the odds. Good luck with your bets, and we'll catch you again next time.